What do you do when disaster strikes at home, but you're 4,000 miles away? That's the question three visiting students to UAS faced this fall. Their school, University of Puerto Rico, Humacao, was severely damaged when Hurricane Maria hit the island in September. Every year, students from other parts of the United States travel to Juneau as part of the National Student Exchange Program. That includes students from Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory.
Well, I'm studying marine biology and I wanted a total different environment. I like humpback whales, and we can see them in Puerto Rico, but not as much as we can see them here.
That's Gabriela Hernandez Ramirez. She arrived in Juneau, along with Eva Collazo Montanez and Nikki Chaliz Velasquez, on August 24th. Less than a month later, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. When it hit, Hurricane Irma had just skirted the island weeks before. Collazo Montanez said they felt relieved when Irma was less destructive than predicted. Then they woke up to radio silence on September 20th.
All of the media was out because there was no power, so we couldn't see what was happening until 2 days after that we were hearing stuff and trying to communicate, but there was no communication.
It took almost 2 weeks for them to reach their families. Thankfully, no one was seriously hurt. Their homes were mostly safe, although Velasquez said her family's garage was destroyed. But now their loved ones are dealing with the aftermath.
My family doesn't have electricity yet, and water, anything.
Power was knocked out for the entire island. FEMA says about 60% of the island still has no electricity. The biggest problems now are access to clean water, food, and health care.
We're just so concerned that people are dying because mm-hmm. they're not getting medical attention, because they cannot get to the nearest hospital, or the nearest hospital is closed because they don't have any electricity.
Meanwhile, classes at the Humacao campus were suspended for a month. Students returned on October 30th, but with millions in damages and limited electricity, most classes are being held in large tents.
I have heard from a lot of friends that, the heat, it's a lot, mm-hmm. so they're suffering from heat strokes. They cannot concentrate. Professors are trying to give their classes normally, they did it back when there was no hurricane, but they cannot do it.
Feeling homesick and helpless from so far away, the students wanted to find a way to help. They held a bake sale.
We had brownies, cupcakes, and everything. And we made some, and people of the community also brought pastries to us.
They also collected supplies, like medical masks, batteries, and flashlights. UAS Assistant Professor of Marine Fisheries Michael Navarro helped them figure out how to fly 5 free bags of supplies on Alaska Airlines to Florida. Collazo Montanez accompanied them and met her mother at the airport, who brought it all back to the island.
It was 600 pounds 600? Of items.
Yeah. And with the bake sale, we made approximately $700.
Now, the visiting students are faced with what to do once the semester ends. Do they return to Humacao, where facilities are limited and the semester has been pushed back to January? Do they transfer to Florida International University, which is taking in students whose schools are damaged? Or is there another option? Marcia Squires, Academic Exchange and Study Abroad Coordinator for UAS, has worked with the three of them since they first decided to come study in Alaska. Known as Mama Marcia to many in the exchange program, she makes it her job to help students feel at home on campus. When Maria struck, she took that role even more seriously.
And it wasn't just me. There was a lot of faculty and other staff that were very supportive of the students, and knowing that they were stressed and still are, really. You know, this isn't something that just happens overnight and then it's over with.
Squires is working to help them stay. UAS will provide financial assistance to allow Hernandez Ramirez to continue studying there in the spring. Collazo Montanez is also considering staying. What is it about Juneau that three young women from a tropical Caribbean island like so much exactly?
Whale watching.
Oh. Yeah, I love the mountains and the snow.
The glacier.
We had a backpacking class and we saw snow.
Yeah, for the first time. We were so excited.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to when it gets really snowy?
Yes.
Yeah. I hate the cold, but I'm really waiting for it.
In Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter.